This is Virginia Prescott and word of mouth from NHPR. Now that you've survived a one-day Wikipedia withdrawal, try this one out. Who was America's seventh president? Stumped? Maybe you heard of him. Andrew Jackson was evoked during the GOP debate in South Carolina last weekend. Former House Speaker Newt Gingrich was asked whether he approved of the unilateral action of sending soldiers into Pakistan to kill Osama bin Laden.
South Carolina in the Revolutionary War had a young 30-year-old named Andrew Jackson. He was sabered by a British officer and wore a scar his whole life. Andrew Jackson had a pretty clear-cut idea about America's enemies. Killed them.
That reputation is at the center of the punk rock musical Bloody Bloody Andrew Jackson, which enjoyed a brief but very well-received stint on Broadway in 2009. This weekend, the updated take on the 1829 original Washington outsider president comes to New Hampshire, performed with a live band, structured sort of like a skit comedy, and shorter than the shortest Harry Potter film, Bloody Bloody Andrew Jackson is a lesson in American history for a post-MTV generation. Jamie Feinberg is the founder of Not Your Mom's Musical Theater Company, which is premiering Bloody Bloody tonight at the Amato Theater in Amato Center, rather, in Milford. Jamie, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So not just a founder, not just musical director, but also choreographer, performer?
That's correct. Yeah, this is my first time being on stage in one of our productions.
So. Wow, how's that feel?
It's a lot of fun.
Well, let's get an idea of how the show sounds. Here's a recording from your rehearsal. This was just last night. Here is the chorus for the opening number, the bluntly titled Populism, Yeah, Yeah.
Populism, yeah, yeah. Populism, yeah, yeah. Populism, yeah, yeah. Populism, yeah, yeah. This is the age of Jackson.
Well, sounds like a lot of, let's say, contemporary sentiment right there.
Absolutely.
The show starts off with this populist hero, an unprecedented level of excitement on the campaign trail. Does sound like something we're experiencing today.
There are definitely a lot of contemporary parallels.
Well, what makes this style of music, this raw, angsty, urgent, you know, this punk kind of sensibility, this emo sensibility, the best way to express the story of Andrew Jackson?
Well, Andrew Jackson was the first president who really was out campaigning. He was definitely thought of as the people's president and was not one of the founding fathers. So he was sort of the rock star of his generation. And so that's why the authors chose the punk rock idea and some emo music as well to tell a story.
His life was also full of the kind of scandal and drama that makes a really engaging stage performance. Let's have a little bit more about him. Tell me about his relationship with his wife, Rachel, who, incidentally, you happen to play in the show.
I do. So he met Rachel when she was actually married to another man, and she thought that she was divorced from him when they married, but later found out that they weren't. So there were some bigamy charges involved in their relationship. And Andrew Jackson was what we call today a cutter. He would bleed himself. And apparently Rachel learned to do that from him too.
Wow. That's not exactly the attribute you'd want to take away from your spouse.
No.
But it also applies to this kind of emo aesthetic. It's been pointed out to me that we should point out what emo is exactly.
So emo music came out of the punk rock music about the mid-1980s, and it's very emotional. It tends to be very melodic, and it works well for telling like these dramatic moments, and things like cutting go sort of hand-in-hand with the emo music.
I imagine a kind of black and white video, someone with hair flopping over their face, very long sleeves, if I got that right.
Exactly. Stereotypical young adult male playing the guitar and singing the drama of his life.
And a lot of grief. Here's an emo moment from the play. After Rachel's death, Jackson, he sort of takes a moment to sing about his grief, sounding a little like a heartbroken teenager, before launching back into politics. This is a clip, an edited cut from the song called Public Life, performed here by Dylan Gamblin as Andrew Jackson and supported by the rest of the cast.
And just when everything I wanted was within my grasp, the irony, yeah, the irony is killing me. This public life, it's time to be that guy. I'm gonna take this country back.
There's nothing left in this hotel. Pick up your life and move it around.
This is a little bit of a clip of the rehearsal from Bloody Bloody Andrew Jackson. It is going to be making its debut in New Hampshire at the Amato Center in Milford tonight and running this weekend, correct?
Correct.
All right. So is this, I mean, is it kind of an idea? Is it a fun way for younger audiences to learn history or maybe a way for history buffs to have a little fun?
I definitely think it's a little bit of both. For people that want to learn more about Andrew Jackson, this will definitely turn young people especially onto Andrew Jackson and who he was and how we can sort of relate to what was going on during his life and his presidency today. And at the same time, there's a lot of historical information that's thrown in, and any history buff is going to be really excited to see it on stage and see how it relates to contemporary politics.
Now, this debuted at the Public Theater, a very respected, the Public Theater's lab, I guess, an experimental sort of venue at the Public Theater. Very, very good reviews for it. A New York Times review of the Broadway production, in fact, compared the show's structure to that of Saturday Night Live. Now, do you think the writers were worried that non-theater goers don't have the kind of attention span for a traditional musical?
Well, I think that might have something to do with it. I think a lot of contemporary writers are finding that if you don't have to interrupt the story of a show with an intermission and you can just tell it straight through, that it can really help with the drama of the show.
Yeah, and there have been a couple of shows recently, like I'm thinking of Duncan Sheik's Spring Awakening, that kind of appealed exactly to the people who are probably watching Twilight in the movie theaters.
Exactly.
Well, why do you think that's working right now? Why do you think they're going for it?
Well, I think as much as media and computers and all the technical things that we have at our disposal today are really exciting, I think people connect to actually having people on stage and live and in the moment, and anything can happen. So I think there's definitely still a place for a live show on stage.
How about for you? You're a young woman. Were you a fan of punk and emo music prior to the show or of theater in general? Or is it kind of a leap for you, as it might be for other aficionados of conventional theater?
For me, I'm very much someone that grew up with traditional musical theater. But as a high school student, I started to get interested in more obscure things, maybe that I didn't get to see in New Hampshire. And so I'm very interested in a wide variety. And I really like that this show has the potential to bring in people that are not musical theater fans necessarily, as well as showing musical theater people something new and exciting that pushes the limits of musical theater.
Well, ultimately, Jackson's legacy is forever connected to the Trail of Tears. Now, this is the forced relocation of Native Americans. Thousands died of exposure and starvation. Here's a clip from the saddest song. This is near the end of the show when Andrew Jackson is bordering on a breakdown.
People are going to stop Andrew Jackson from doing what it is to Andrew Jackson knows the people want. When it stops being fun and your patience is done, and you see being president's hard, with this country before you that cannot be governed, you find yourself powerless, bored, even starved. What is it for? The love of the people.
Well, sounds like quite a production. Good luck to you.
Thank you very much.
Or should I say break a leg?
Thank you.
Dylan Gamblin here is Andrew Jackson in last night's rehearsal of the production Bloody Bloody Andrew Jackson, which makes its New England premiere tonight at the Amato Center in Milford. And Jamie Feinberg is with us today. She carries a number of titles within the production. She is also founder of the company Not Your Mom's Musical Theater. Well, you can say that again.